大家一起来看西班牙书。
This morning we are going to be looking at Zephaniah.
大家如果你不懂西班牙书在哪里的意思呢，就说你没有读经。
If you do not know where is Zephaniah located in your Bible, it means that you haven't been reading it.
我们为什么会讲这本书？因为我们在跟着一个读经计划，已经来到这本书。
And the reason why we are preaching on this book is because our Bible reading plan has brought us to this book.
如果你找不着的话呢，你是在新约圣经向前四本书，就是西班牙书。
If you can't find the book, then just go to the New Testament and flip backwards four books, and you will find the book of Zephaniah.
其实，如果我们的读经计划，其实我们已经开始读耶利米记，然后呢，我们也在读西班牙书。
Actually, in our Bible reading plan, we are reading both the books of Jeremiah and also Zephaniah.
所以下一个主日我会跟大家一起思想耶利米书。
So the next Lord's Day, I will be going through the book of Jeremiah with all of us.
我希望你已经开始读耶利米书，因为它是非常兴趣非常浓，非常有意思的，而且非常容易读的啊！一说不是他，因为他讲到他这个耶利米的一生，他在讲解的时候，你会看得到，你可以有感同身受的感觉。
I hope you will be reading with us together the book of Jeremiah because it is full of meaning and.It describes Jeremiah's lifetime, and as you read through it, you will find that it is very interesting and very easy to read. And many of us will even be able to identify with his situations.
那么今天我们会跟大家一起看西班牙书，这本书一般上都被人忽略。
And today we will be looking at the book of Zephaniah, and this book has often been neglected.
但是呢，它只有三章。
There are only three chapters.
如果其实你注意的话，如果你要读一本书很快就读完的话呢，十二本小先知是最好读，因为每一章每一个这些所谓小先知就是小小的一本书，就是两三章，一下子就读完了，就可以呢讲说我读了十二本。
And if you want to be successful in reading through books of the Bible, you should actually be reading through the 12 minor prophets. They are called the minor prophets because they are much shorter in length, often just a couple of chapters. And you can very quickly read through one book of the minor prophets and complete all 12 minor prophets in a very short time.
所以呢，今天我们所要看的只有三章，所以很快就可以讲完它了。
And so today we are looking at three chapters, and we can finish this very quickly.
照样我让大家先看一下我们的大纲。
And as usual, let me show us our outline.
基本上这个耶利米，不是这个西班牙书呢，这基本上有两个大的大点。第一点呢，就是耶和华日子的审判，还有那个耶和华日子的欢呼。
And there are two major points in this book, basically the judgment on the day of the Lord and also the jubilance on the day of the Lord.
所以我们会慢慢跟大家讲到这两大点。
And we will go through these two main points.
那么首先呢，我们稍微介绍一下先知书。
First, let us introduce the prophets.
很多时候我们在读圣经的时候，我们就在新约，很少进到旧约，旧约也很少来到先知书。
Very often we read the New Testament, we seldom come back to the Old Testament, and even if we do, we would even spend less time on the prophets.
所以这个先知书基本上就是先知这个把这个在圣经里面除了那个五本先知、大先知跟书，还有小先知书，神他们把这个他神给他们的预言呢，给他们的话呢，写在这本他的书上面，所以叫做先知书。
And these are known as the prophets, which are divided into the major prophets, five longer books.And the 12 minor prophets, which are shorter ones, this contain the prophetic words that God has for the nation of Israel.
所以先知书一般上都是以先知的名来做书的名。
Therefore, the prophet's name usually becomes the name of that book itself.
那么在圣经里面一般上都分成大先知书跟小先知书。
And we have the major and the minor prophets.
大小呢不是说他大他的他身材大或者身材小 而是说他这个写的这写书的长短罢了。
And this has nothing to do with the size of that person's body or anything else. It is regarding the length of the book.
所以如果你仔细看的话，圣经呢，刚才我们从新约从新约向前移的话呢，其实你如果我们移第四本就是西方雅书，如果你移全十二本呢，那就是小先知书。所以你会发现小先知书有十二本，然后呢我们也有大先知书，就包括以赛亚、以西结、这个耶利米还有但以理这个四个人，但是耶利米写了两本，所以总共五本。
And so we said earlier on that the minor prophets actually would be just before the New Testament. And we actually turn back four books. And if you turn back by 12 books, you will get all the 12 minor prophets. And then it will be the major prophets, which would be Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel. And of course, there are five books of the major prophets because Jeremiah wrote two books, including Lamentations.
如果你看你的目录的话，你一下子一看，哇，你已经看了三分之二本圣经了。
And if you look at your content page, once you go through this prophets, you would have gone through 2/3 of the Bible.
因为圣经基本上有摩西五经，接下来这个叫做律法书，接下来就有历史书讲它的历史。那么再接下来就讲智慧书，就是诗篇，这个传道书，这个箴言等等。接下来就是先知书，所以基本上有四个分段，你已经看了。如果你看完这个，你就看完一大部分的圣经了。
And so if you look at the content page, you realize that there are the five books of Moses, which is called the Law or the Pentateuch. And then it follows by the history books and then the wisdom literature, including Psalms, Ecclesiastes, etc. And then it comes the prophets. And so if you finish reading through the prophets, you have read through much of the Bible itself.
西方雅的意思呢，这个就是先知西方雅，他的名字的意思就是耶和华隐藏。
And the name Zephaniah, which is the name of the prophet, his Hebrew name means Yahweh hides.
那么跟西方雅一起做先知的那个时候呢，包括拿鸿还有耶利米。
And Nahum and Jeremiah were Zephaniah's contemporaries.
那么基本上西方雅是在预言这个犹大的这个将来的这个国要灭亡，他还没有灭亡，他在预言。所以西方雅、哈巴谷都在预言，但是耶利米不但预言，而且经历的他的灭亡。所以他在灭国之后，成为俘虏之后呢，还在做预言。
And Zephaniah was actually prophesying about the destruction of Judah. So it has not happened yet. And he is basically prophesying about what's going to happen in the future. Habakkuk also did that. And on the other hand, Jeremiah was ministering during the time when Judah was being destroyed.
所以我们下一周呢，会跟大家看耶利米书。
And so next week we will look at the book of Jeremiah.
所以耶利米是其中一个，不但看见他预言实现，唯一一个看见他预言实现的一个先知，看到以色列灭国之后，他还在俘虏当中，他是唯一的一个。
And Jeremiah is the only prophet who actually went through the exile and saw how all the prophecies of the destruction of the nation came to pass.
所以基本上我想给大家一个历史的背景。
Let me give you a historical background.
基本上就是以色列人，当他出来记神叫他们要过一个分别为圣的生活，他们不但没有听话，一直背叛神，一直背叛神。所以我们在看历史书里面这些这个循环不断的出现。
When God led Israel out of Egypt, he commanded them to enter the promised land and to live holy lives that are set apart.From the pagans there, but they did not obey God. And in the history books, we read of how Israel over and over again disobeyed God.
那么当然，所罗门背叛神，结果呢，他的国家分成两国，一个是南国，一个是北国。
And Solomon, he actually disobeyed God, and because of that, the kingdom split into the northern and the southern kingdom.
那么这个北国呢，就在亚述的时代被侵覆了。
And the northern kingdom was conquered by Assyria.
那么现在来到南国，南国的就是犹大，犹大国呢，我们现在看到西班牙是最后几个快要灭亡这个南国快要灭亡，先知预言告诉他说，你不悔改你就要灭亡，你不悔改你就要灭亡，一直警告他们，他们不听，结果他们灭亡了。
And the southern kingdom of Judah has not yet been destroyed, and this is the time when all these prophets like Zephaniah were sent to Judah to warn them that you must repent or else you will be destroyed, you must repent or else you will be destroyed, and in the end they failed to repent and they were destroyed.
所以我们在今天要讲西番雅书是在讲到南国最终的几个王他要结束的时候他做的预言。
And so when we look at the book of Zephaniah today, we are looking at the southern kingdom, the last few kings before the destruction of Jerusalem.
所以现在你打开西番雅书，
So please open your Bibles to Zephaniah.
就是我们看第一节。
And we'll look at verse 1.
所以给你时间找哈，西番雅书在新约前面第四本书。
And I'll give you some time to look for it. It's the fourth book just before the New Testament.
我们来读第一节。
Let's read verse 1.
当犹大王亚门的儿子约西亚在位的时候，耶和华的话临到西西家的玄孙亚玛利亚的曾孙基大利的孙子古士的儿子西番雅。
The word of the Lord that came to Zephaniah the son of Cushi, son of Gedaliah, son of Amariah, son of Hezekiah, in the days of Josiah the king of Ammon, king of Judah.
所以这边就已经给我们看到他的历史了。
And we see the history here.
所以在这边我们看到在南国以色列还没有灭亡之前的四个王。
And we read of four kings of the southern kingdom before the destruction of Jerusalem.
所以这边就讲到这个西番雅是西西家的玄孙，他的据说西西家的做王之后呢，就出现马纳西做王，然后出现亚门做王，然后出现约西亚做王。在约西亚做王的时候，西番雅就在那个时候发预言。
And we read of King Hezekiah, who was the king who followed him was King Manasseh, after which was King Amon, and then was King Josiah, and Zephaniah was actually prophesying during the time of King Josiah.
这段历史是记载在列王记下21-22章。
And we read this in the book of 2 Kings chapters 21 and 22.
如果我们大家记得的话，西西家是一个好王，他带领整个国家来敬拜神。
If we remember, Hezekiah was a good king, he led the entire nation to worship God.
但是到他的儿子的时候，他儿子就完全相反，把他父亲的做法完全推翻了，所以在那段时间呢，他在位40多50年呢，他就把整个以色列人变成很多偶像，很多敬拜偶像，而且这个非常的这道德非常败坏的一个国家。
But Hezekiah's son Manasseh reversed everything that his father did, and in his reign of 40 plus years, he actually led the entire nation of Israel against God and established all kinds of idols, and it was a time of moral descent.
那么当他传给他的儿子亚门基本上做王不到两年就死了，那么才接续到约西亚王登位的时候才8岁。
And then King Amon, Manasseh's son, reigned for only 2 years and he died. Then King Josiah took over the reins when he was but 8 years old.
那么大家很多解经家就在这边说，这个约西亚又是做一个好王，所以西西家是个好王，最后约西亚也是好王。但是这个好的王呢，很可能是他们在建这个修理圣殿的时候找到这个律法书，那么他拿出来读之后发现他们做错了，要他们悔改。
And so according to many commentators, Josiah was a good king, and when he was repairing the temple,He found a book of the law, read it, and realized that they were in sin, and he told the nation to repent.
但是呢，后来他死了之后，整个以色列人那个南国就也又再回去犯罪，所以神就接着这个 周围国家的手把他灭亡。
And so after he died, Israel went back into sin, and God then sent the nations around Israel to judge Israel, and Jerusalem was destroyed.
所以解经家在讲到西方亚可能是在找到这些书之前，还是找到这些书之后啊？这个其实我们想不重点不在这里。
There's a lot of debate about whether Zephaniah prophesied before Josiah found the book of the law or after, but I think that is unimportant.
但是我们从这本书里面可以看到是应该是在这个亚述这个尼尼微城还没有尼尼记得吗？那个愿逃到尼尼微那个尼尼微城还没有灭亡之前写的。
And this book is very likely written before the capital city of Assyria, which was Nineveh. And remember, Nineveh was the city that Jonah ran away from. And so this city of Nineveh has not yet been destroyed. And very likely the book of Zephaniah was written before that.
所以有解经家认为说他西方人在写的时候尼尼微还没有灭亡，所以不但是没有灭亡，而且里面所形容的一些罪呢，应该是在这个装修这个修理圣殿还没有找到之前，因为他在写这些罪的时候，应该是西西家还没有改革之前所写的。
And so all these things that are written in the book of Zephaniah about the sins very likely is before the reformation brought about by Josiah.
所以无论如何，基本上你要知道这个是最后四个王的情况。
But whatever the case, you want to remember that this is the situation before, which was during the last four kings.
所以这个是在以色列里面，我们看到以色列分成两个，一个北国，一个南国。北国叫做以色列，南国叫做犹大。但是两个这个时候西方亚这做的时候呢，北国已经灭亡了，西方亚警告他们，要他们注意看，他们还是不听话，所以也灭亡。
And so we remember the history that the kingdom was split into the northern kingdom of Israel and the southern kingdom of Judah. And during the time of Zephaniah, the northern kingdom of Israel was already destroyed. And Zephaniah was warning the southern kingdom of Judah to repent or else they will be destroyed too.
这个是犹大，这个以色列里面国内的情形。那我们看看以色列以外的情形。
And this is within the nation of Israel. Let's look at what about that we're outside the nation of Israel.
所以基本上我们看到在这个犹大，这个是南国犹大还没有灭亡，但是北国已经被亚述攻占了。
And we remember that this is about the southern kingdom of Judah which has not fallen yet. And the northern kingdom of Israel had already fallen into the hands of the Assyrians.
照样神不断地派先知去警告他们，他们不听，结果灭亡了。所以南国为什么你还不学呢？但是果然南国还是不学。所以北国被亚述侵占，南国呢却被巴比伦侵占。
And so Israel, the northern kingdom, was already conquered by the Assyrians. And God sent prophets to the southern kingdom of Judah to warn them, Israel, the northern kingdom, has already been destroyed. Why aren't you repenting yet? And they failed to repent. Eventually, they were conquered by the Babylonians.
所以你会发现，北国这个被亚述，南国被巴比伦吞灭。
So the northern kingdom was destroyed by the Assyrians, and the southern kingdom was destroyed by the Babylonians.
但是后来呢，当然巴比伦吞灭这个南国的时候，连北国也一起吃，那个亚述也吃掉下来。所以意思说，巴比伦把亚述也侵占了。
And after Babylon conquered the southern kingdom of Judah, they also wiped out the Assyrians in the northern kingdom, which means Babylon became the empire during that time.
所以亚述这个巴比伦都是神用这些敌人来惩罚以色列人。
God used Israel's enemies, which were the Assyrians and Babylon, to punish Israel.
但是这些神用的这些人呢，也是罪恶深重的人，神后来也用波斯来攻打，结果波斯呢就攻占了巴比伦，等于也攻占了这个亚述。
And yet we know that Babylon and Assyria, they were very evil nations, and God also judged Babylon and Assyria through Persia.
所以波斯占领之后呢，波斯就是我们最近都在读以斯拉记、以西帖记、尼西米记，这些都是在波斯王国底下，所以这些已经是把以前南国北国全部已经俘虏了，全部已经灭亡了。
And when we were reading through the books of Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther, this was during the times of the conqueror by the Persians, who have already wiped out the Babylonians and the Assyrians.
所以基本上我们在读的时候，我们要稍微知道以色列 的属灵情况，以色列的历史情况，还有以色列的这个周边国家的政治情况。
And so as we read through the prophetic books, we want to note what was how was Israel's faith at that point of time? What was the condition of their faith? What's the condition of their political area? And also, what about the surrounding nations?
那么，当我们来读以先知书的时候，很多时候我们读来读去不知道应该怎么样读，用什么角度读，好像都是在指责以色列人犯罪。
And very often when we read through the prophetic books, we do not know how we ought to understand them and from what angle we want to read them because they are often full of accusation of Israel's sin.
那么而且充满了神的审判，所以先知书里面有许多有关审判 的资料。
And it's full of God's judgment as well.
所以你要知道今天呢，很多人就不讲审判，但是你要知道圣经里面大部分的时间呢都在讲审判。
Today many people avoid talking about judgment, but you want to note that most of the Bible is about judgment.
所以来到这边我们要看怎么样读约这个先知书呢，我给你大家三点。
And so how do we read the prophets? I will give you 3 points.
基本上你用三个这个英文字 R 就可以了，基本上是他先知出来告诉你们，你们犯了罪，你们毁了约，你们要悔改。
And this will be the 3 R's, very easy to remember. Basically, it starts by with repent. You have all sinned, you need to repent.
第二呢，如果你不悔改，必然有审判。
And secondly is reproach. If you do not repent, there will be reproach, which is judgment.
所以如果你悔改呢，神就会重建，让你重新的恢复，让你重新得着祝福。
But if you were to repent, then there will be restoration and God will reestablish his blessings.
所有的先知书都有这个模式 来写书。
All the prophets will actually follow this pattern.
至少有三个元素。第一呢，他说你毁了神已跟你的立约，你犯了罪，你必须悔改。
So there are 3 elements here again. First, you have broken the covenant with God, you need to repent.
如果你不悔改就有审判。
If you do not repent, there will be judgment.
如果你悔改，神必然重建，祝福你。
But if you repent, God will actually restore you and he will bless you again.
好了，我们来看今天要读看的这本叫做《西番雅书》。
So let's look at Zephaniah.
所以在《西番雅书》它的主题是什么呢？
What is the main theme of the book of Zephaniah?
这个它的主题最重要的主题呢，就是耶和华的日子。
And the most important theme in the book of Zephaniah is the day of the Lord.
西番雅书是提到耶和华日子的最多的一本书。
And the book of Zephaniah is the book that mentions the day of the Lord the most number of times.
那么而且是在三章里面出现23次。
And in 3 chapters, it appears 23 times.
而且呢，在圣经里面，除了西番雅之外呢，有另外一本叫做约珥记呢，也有书呢。这两本是专门讲与耶和华的日子这件事情。
And other than Zephaniah, there's another prophetic book, which is the book of Joel, that also deals almost exclusively with the coming day of the Lord.
所以，什么叫做耶和华的日子呢？
What is the day of the Lord?
我一定要让你大家看，这个叫这耶和华的日子，就是神审判的日子。
And I need you to look at all this because the day of the Lord is the day when God's judgment is coming.
所以，请你打开这个西番雅书，我们要读第一章。
So please open your Bibles to Zephaniah. We will read through chapter 1.
第一章第二节，我让我读先。耶和华说，注意看，我必从地上除灭万类，我必除灭人和牲畜，以空中的鸟、海里的鱼，以及绊脚石的恶人，我必将人从地上剪除。这是耶和华说的。
Verse 2, I will utterly sweep away everything from the face of the earth, declares the Lord. I will sweep away man and beast. I will sweep away the birds of the heavens and the fish of the sea and the rubble with the wicked. I will cut off mankind from the face of the earth, declares the Lord.
所以你看到第一章、第二章， 这句话已经够吓人了。
And just this verse alone is scary enough.
他说神耶和华说我要除灭万类，他要把这个整个人类、整个天空的鸟、海里的鱼、整个人类、整个创造全部都毁灭。
God says that he will utterly sweep away, in other words, destroy everything, including man and beast and fish and birds of the air.
所以你知道吗？ 很多人都在讲神的这个将来世界的结局，你相不相信有一天神会审判世界，有一天整个世界会被毁？
And many people love to talk about the future end of the world, but do you believe that there will come a day when God is going to destroy the entire world?
所以我要你再看一次，这是白纸黑字，圣经里面所讲，耶和华说，我必从地上除灭万类。 我必除灭人和牲畜，以空中的鸟、海里的鱼，以及绊脚石的恶人。我必将人从地上剪除。这是耶和华说的。And
I want you to read through this verse again. I will utterly sweep away everything from the face of the earth, declares the Lord. I will sweep away man and beast. I will sweep away the birds of the heavens and the fish of the sea and the rubble with the wicked. I will cut off mankind from the face of the earth, declares the Lord.
所以圣经里面的确预言将来全世界，整个世界都会被毁。
So it is clearly prophesied in the Bible that in the future, the entire world will be destroyed.
你跳到14节。
We'll skip over to verse 14.
他说耶和华的大日临近，临近而且甚快，乃是耶和华的日子的风声，勇士必痛痛地哭号。那日是愤怒的日子，是饥难困苦的日子，是荒废凄凉的日子，是黑暗幽冥。 密云乌黑的日子，是吹角呐喊的日子，是攻击坚固城和高大的楼城。十七节，我必使灾祸临到的人身上，使他们行走如同瞎路。我因为得罪了我。Verse
14, the great day of the Lord is near and hastening fast. The sound of the day of the Lord is bitter. The mighty man cries aloud there. A day of wrath is that day, a day of distress and anguish, a day of ruin and devastation, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of trumpet blast and battle cry against the fortified cities and against the lofty battlements. I will bring distress on mankind so that they shall walk like the blind, because they have sinned against the Lord.
所以你看到耶和华的日子是什么日子呢？
So what is the day of the Lord?
耶和华，因为英文字翻译成the day of the Lord， 那个 Lord 是 L 大写，那个他因为他不要写耶和华的名字，所以叫做the Lord 用大写，基本上就是耶和华的日子。什么叫做耶和华的日子呢？耶和华的日子是愤怒的日子，是饥难困苦的日子，是荒废凄凉的日子，是黑暗幽冥、密云乌黑的日子。
And this is called the day of the Lord, and in the English you will see that the Lord there is all spelled in capitals. It's because they wanted to avoid the word Yahweh, the name of God. So it's actually the day of the Yahweh, which is what? The day of wrath, a day of distress and anguish, a day of ruin and devastation, a day of darkness and gloom.
所以你会发现耶和华的日子是什么呢？ 是神愤怒的日子，是可怕的日子，是黑暗的日子。
And this is the day when God's wrath is revealed. It is the day of darkness and it is a scary day.
你看第八节，回去看第八节。
Let's go back to verse 8.
他说，到了耶和华献祭的日子，必惩罚首领的王子，并一切穿外邦衣服的。到那日，我必惩罚一切跳过门槛、将强暴、诡诈、得来之物、充满人主人屋子的等等。你会看到这段圣经里面提到什么呢？提到愤怒，提到惩罚，提到毁灭，这些词汇。
And verse 8, on the day of the Lord's sacrifice, I will punish the officials and the king's sons and all who array themselves in foreign attire. On the day, I will punish everyone who leaps over the household and those who fill their master's house with violence and fraud. And on, it talks about wrath, it talks about punishment, it talks about anger.
所以在这边我们看到西番雅书所强调的最中心点就是耶和华的日子。
And so we see that the theme of the book of Zephaniah is about the day of the Lord.
意思说将来呢,有一天呢,整个世界会面对神的审判,因为神非常愤怒这个人,所以最后呢,神要审判,因为人不断地得罪神。
In other words, there will come a day in the future when God is going to judge the whole world and destroy the whole world because man keeps sinning against God.
是的, 西番雅是向犹大发预言。
Yes, the book of Zephaniah is a prophecy against Judah.
你回去看第四节。
Look back at verse 4.
他说我必伸手攻击犹大。
And I will stretch out my hand against Judah.
和耶路撒冷一切的居民。
And against all the inhabitants of Jerusalem.
但是之前我们已经读过了,神不但是要攻击犹大,他最终还是要攻击全个世界。
And we have read earlier on that other than Judah, God is going to pronounce judgment on the whole world.
所以耶和华的日子,我们看到那个日子的描述都是非常可怕,是愤怒,是惩罚,是毁坏。
And the description of the day of the Lord is frightening, is full of punishment and destruction.
而且它的范围是全世界。
And it is extensive because it covers the entire world.
刚才我们已经读到耶和华必从地上除灭万类，他讲到全世界。
And we have read that it is going to be on everything on the face of the earth.
那么来到第二章的时候，
And we come to chapter 2.
这个西方雅先知呢，就开始预言周边的国家。
The prophet Zephaniah now prophesies on the surrounding nations.
你看第五节,
Look at verse 5.
第二章第五节,他说,住沿海之地的基利提族有祸了,迦南的腓利士人之地有祸了。
Woe to you, inhabitants of the sea coast, you nation of the Cherethites. And the word of the Lord is against you, O Canaan, land of the Philistines.
迦南腓利士人在哪里啊?
Where are the Philistines and where is Canaan?
在耶路撒冷的西边。
It is on the west of Jerusalem.
然后你跳到第八节。
And skip over to verse 8.
第八节说,我听见摩亚人的毁谤和亚蛮人的愤怒,就是毁谤我百姓自夸之大,侵犯他们的。他说耶和华说要,这个万军之耶和华以色列说,我只做我的永生启示,摩亚必向所多玛,亚蛮人必向俄摩拉。
I have heard the taunts of Moab and the revilings of the Amorites, how they have taunted my people and made boasts against their territory. Therefore, as I live, this declares the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Moab shall become like Sodom and the Ammonites like Gomorrah.
腓利士是在西边,这个摩亚跟亚门是在东边。
The Philistines were in the west, while Moab and Ammon in the east.
那么结果你如果看13、14节呢,你会发现古实是在南方,亚述却在北方。
And as we continue reading to verse 13 and 14, Cush is in the south, while Assyria is in the north.
所以这边给我们看到,原来他的写作方式是告诉我们东南西北都已经cover,都已经盖过了。所以神一说,神的审判是全部,全部。
And so, in the structure here, we see that he covers north, south, east, and west, which is another way of saying that everywhere is included.
那么有一些解经家说,他们研究这一本书之后,他发现这一本书有一个交叉的结构。
And the Bible commentators, as they studied the structure of the book, finds that there is a keystic structure.
在这边他看到,他说神在审判的时候,第一章第一到三节,他说他会审判世界。
And chapters 1 to 3, God's going to judge the whole world.
那么来到最后一段3章3到8节,他说神也是要审判整个世界。
And in the end, chapter 3, verse 8, again it mentions the judgment on the whole world.
那么第二部分就是在第一章第四节到第二章三节，他说神要审判犹大跟耶路撒冷。那么第三章一到七节，神也是审判犹大跟耶路撒冷。所以中间部分也是这样，来到他最中间的部分，他是说我要审判全世界，就是直到以色列人周边所有的国家都要受到审判。
And then as we move towards the middle of the book, we find the judgment on the nation of Judah in verse 4 of chapter 1 to chapter 2, verse 3. And we also find a parallel in chapter 3, verses 1 to 7. And right in the middle of the book is about the judgment on the neighbors of Judah, which is referring to the whole world.
所以你会看到神的审判来的时候呢，不单是以色列人，就是外邦人，其实他的目的是要审判全整个世界。
So we realize then that when judgment comes, it is not just on Israel alone, nor on the nations around, it is actually on the whole world.
但是呢，如果我仔细看这段，这个结构呢，应该是外邦人是他最主要的目标。
But if I look at the structure over here, apparently the main target is on the Gentiles.
是的，神要审判这个外邦人，但是以色列人犯罪，他也照样审判。但是到最后呢，我们会发现，最后那些悔改的呢，他可以带回来，回到他这个神有怜悯的给他们。所以我们接下来会看到，这个在耶和华的日子当过后呢，还是有欢呼，所以还是有希望。
And yes, indeed, God will, or God judge Israel for they sin against God as well. But we do know in the future that when Israel repents, there will be a day of jubilance.
所以当我们看到第一点呢，这里我们看到这个耶和华的日子，我们看到他的描述，他的范围，同时呢，我们也看他的时间。
So about the judgment of the day of the Lord, we read of the description and we read of its extensiveness, and we also read about the timing.
意思是说是这个是审判的日子，是可怕的日子，而且它是牵涉到全世界。再来呢，我们看见这个时间是很快、很快、很快的就要来了。
And so this is about judgment and destruction and wrath, and it's going to involve the entire world. And about the timing, it's going to come very quickly, and it will be fast and furious.
你看第一章十四节。
Look at chapter 1 verse 14.
他说耶和华的日子临近，临近，而且很快，乃是耶和华的日子的风声，勇士必痛痛的哭号。
The great day of the Lord is near, near and hastening fast.The sound of the day of the Lord is bitter. The mighty man cries aloud there.
啊，所以你说，哎呀，西番雅讲这个，他离开，他当然他离开他们这个离开这个西番雅。如果是对犹大讲的话，他离开他这个被毁灭不到十年他就被毁灭了。但是他如果说讲我们讲，如果你说全世界的话呢，哎，西番雅到今天呢就好两千多年了，为什么还没有？所以你会注意到圣经里面常常讲一件事情，他说末后的日子，神毁灭这个世界的日子，没有人知道，他说天使也不知道，主耶稣也不知道，只有父知道。但是呢，他说我们随时都要准备，因为没有人知道什么时候他会来。
And of course we might read this verse and realize that the judgment on the southern kingdom of Judah happened 10 years afterZephaniah prophesied, and that was indeed a very short time frame. But between Zephaniah's writing and our time, 2,000 years have already passed, and yet the judgment on the whole world has not yet come. But during the time of Jesus, he has repeatedly said that neither the angels nor the Son of Man knew what's the timing, but it is going to come soon, and we need to be always prepared because it is going to come suddenly.
所以你会发现神审判世界早已经记载在圣经，等一下我会给你看更多的经文。
And so we realize that the judgment on the whole world is already recorded in the Bible. I will show you more verses later.
神的话是很准确的，而且他说到神必然审判，为什么审判呢？因为人都犯了罪。
And God's word is very precise. He will punish. And why will he judge and punish? That's because men sin.
所以拿鸿书记得这句话，拿鸿书说什么呢？耶和华不轻易发怒，大有能力呢，但是呢，他断万不以有罪为无罪。
And we remember the verse in Nahum chapter 1 verse 3, the Lord will by no means clear the guilty.
所以请问我们有没有犯罪？如果我们每一个人都有犯过罪，你要知道一天他必然要审判我们。
So, have we sinned? We want to remember that all of us have sinned and God will judge us one day.
为什么神要审判呢？因为神是完全公义的，他必须审判罪人。
And why would God judge? That's because he is perfectly holy and he will judge sinners.
所以西方雅书3章5节他说，每早晨显明他的公义，无日不然，只是不义的人不知羞耻。
Therefore, Zephaniah 3:5 says, every morning he shows forth his justice. Each dawn he does not fail, but the unjust knows no shame.
所以我问你，你相信神会毁灭这个世界吗？
So I ask you, do you believe that God will destroy the world?
你说，哎呀，这些是 doom theory, 每个人都很悲观。其实到底是不是每一个人见仁见智。
And you might say, oh, this is just doomsday theory. Everybody is pessimistic and it depends on who believes it or not.
所以会发现，真的吗？神会毁灭这个世界吗？神会审判这个世界吗？如果真的神审判世界，我会怎么做呢？但是我相信很多人都说不大可能。
Is it really possible that God is going to judge and destroy the world? And if he is going to do that, what am I going to do? But I believe that most people think of this as impossible.
你看世界这么美丽。
The world is so beautiful.
这个是澳洲哈，然后你看纽约，哇，这么漂亮。
And that's a picture of Australia. And then New York City is so wonderful.
我们的城市也不差。
So ours is not too bad either.
而且越来越美丽。
And it's becoming more and more beautiful.
真的吗？神会毁灭我们的世界吗？
Is it true that God will destroy our world?
除非你把这本圣经丢掉。
Unless you throw your Bible away.
请问这本圣经一点一画都不能废弃，他如果说他全地，意思说我们的世界，包括我们看这些世界，都可能被毁灭。
Because not a jot or tittle of the Bible will be done away before it comes to pass. We know that all these things that we are looking at will be destroyed.
我们很感谢神，我们的弟兄常常在这个几十层楼高一直看，哇，好漂亮，很美丽，很美丽。
And we thank our Lord that our brother is always able to be watching and looking at all these things from great heights.
或许我们应该叫他守望台，他在那边看来了没有。
And maybe we should call his place the watchtower, and he can see when the judgment is coming or not.
你会发现圣经的教导是什么呢？人如果不悔改呢，这些神的确是毁灭这个世界。
And we do want to note again that the teaching of scripture is if men do not repent, God is going to destroy all these things.
Okay, 你看这些图画，这些图画漂亮吗？
Let me show you all these pictures. Are they beautiful?
如果你仔细看呢，这个国家叫做科威特。
And if you look carefully, this is Kuwait.
不输给新加坡。
It doesn't lose to Singapore.
有谁会攻打科威特呢？
Who's going to attack Kuwait?
我相信当时候没有人相信，没有人相信伊拉克可以攻打科威特。
And I believe that at that point of time before it happened, nobody would believe that Iraq would attack Kuwait.
那时候伊拉克跟伊朗打仗，伊拉克亏了很多钱。那么这个科威特拥有全世界20%的油，他欠了科威特很多钱不还。
And Iraq was at war with Iran, and Iraq lost a lot of money because of that. And Kuwait owns 20% of the oil reserves of the world, and Iraq owed Kuwait lots of money, and they refused to pay back.
伊拉克告诉科威特，你把我的债减。
And Iraq requested Kuwait to cut its debt.
他不肯。
Kuwait refused.
结果是什么呢？撒旦胡先就进攻伊拉克，把他一下子一天之内就把他搞定。
And so, Saddam Hussein from Iraq, he ordered the attack on Kuwait and it was going to be destroyed in one day.
每个人都吓到，不可能，不可能，突然间这么美的城市，好像新加坡突然间不见了。
And everybody thought that it was not possible, but can you imagine such a beautiful city, it was attacked in one day?
就好像新加坡一样。
It's like Singapore, a beautiful city.
但是你认为没有人可以攻打新加坡吗？
Do you think that nobody will attack Singapore?
你认为我们应该准备吗？
Do you think we ought to be prepared?
我们应该知道，当然没有人会攻打现在，但是你不要相信，绝对不可能。
Of course, we have not been attacked in this kind of scale, but do not think that it is not going to happen.
所以现在大家所注意到的就是这个沙地阿拉伯被攻，它的油田被人攻击。
And we are now all paying attention to what's happening in Saudi Arabia in the recent weeks. Its oil refineries have been under attack.
整个沙地阿拉伯一半的油田被攻打。
And half of the refineries in Saudi Arabia have been attacked.
哇，这个是大事啊！
This is huge news.
啊，到底为什么是谁呢？他们现在找出来很可能是伊朗。
And now they are trying to find the culprit, and the U.S. accuses Iran.
所以现在他们说很多证据是伊朗，有一个专家，有一些专家在美国的杂志出来，伊朗非常聪明，他知道特朗普不可能打他的，他讲说你不可能打我的。 特别是现在要大选嘛，所以就攻打他，看你能够做什么。And
there are some experts who claim that Iran is very smart and they must know that Trump dare not attack them in this time of election, so they are therefore doing this as a challenge.
这不是第一次，上次记得吗？他打他的无人机，他马上飞机起来了，但是不打，又回去了。他说这一次也不敢打。
And it is not the first time because Iran shot down a drone of US, and of course US then sent fighter jets, but the fighter jets returned to base without any attack.
所以你认为不可能，不可能，你知道吗？科威特说不可能，他被攻下来，伊拉克本来不可能被美国攻占，现在伊朗说不可能，我不知道，有一天会不会像伊拉克这样。And
people would be saying before Kuwait was attacked that it's impossible, but it was brought down in a day. And Iraq would have thought that US would not attack them, but they did. And now I do not know what might happen to Iran.
如果你不准备碰到这种情形的时候呢，一下子他攻打伊拉克，基本上100天就搞定。
And when they attack Iraq, it was done in 100 days.
你说不可能吗？
You think it's impossible?
所以我们回来想，我们神不可能毁灭这个世界吗？
And you come back and think, will God not destroy the world?
你不要太过肯定。
Do not be too certain.
今天我们只是听听说说，听听说说，哎呀，很多很多理论。
And today we listen here and we listen there, and everyone has their own theories.
但是如果你相信圣经，圣经的话，从来还没有看过有任何一句话。 没有讲了之后违背圣经每一句话都要实现。
But if you believe what the Bible says, there is not a prophecy which the Bible has prophesied that did not come to pass.
所以我们回到希伯来书第一章第二节，他说：“我必从地上除灭万类，我必除灭人和牲畜、空中的鸟、海里的鱼，以及绊脚石和恶人，我必将人从地上剪除。”你认为有可能吗？
And we come back to Zephaniah 1. I will utterly sweep away everything from the face of the earth, declares the Lord. I will sweep away men and beasts. I will sweep away the birds of the heavens and the fish of the sea and the rubble with the wicked. I will cut off mankind from the face of the earth, declares the Lord. And do you think that this is not possible?
我不是讲外面人的猜测，我是讲这一本圣经，我们所相信的这本圣经，神的话里面这样记载。
I'm not talking about the wild guesses by people outside. We are talking here about what is recorded in the Bible, the Word of God.
不但是西方雅记这么讲，新约里面也是这么讲。新约里面彼得后书三章十节他说：“但主的日子 ，the day of the Lord， 像贼来到一样。那日天必大有响声，有行至的都要烈火消化，地和其上的物质。”
This is not just in the Old Testament, but even in the New Testament, in the book of 2 Peter, it is written, the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a roar, And the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed.
他说好像我圣经主耶稣也讲说将来的日子好像什么呢，很多人说平安平安，其实没有平安，这是耶利米所讲的。而且主耶稣说那时候呢，大家都好像与这个挪亚的日子照样吃喝嫁娶，突然间在想不到，当全人类说不可能的时候呢，就是最可能的时候。
And Jesus himself said this. It's just like in the days of Jeremiah, that when the people were saying, peace, peace, but there's no peace. Jesus said in that day, people will be like the days of Noah. They will be eating and drinking, and they will be giving in marriage. But the day of the Lord will suddenly come like a thief when nobody is expecting it. So this is when people say that it's impossible, it will happen.
所以当我们讲到耶和华的日子，
So when we talk about the day of the Lord,
这个是一个很大的 category, 一个是一个很大讲到末世要发生的事情。
This is a big category about the things that will happen at the end times.
不一定是讲到大灾难。
It might not be about great tribulation.
因为他说在他像贼来的，没有人想到像贼来嘛，这个在这件，所以可见他讲的是一个很大的里面。在人没有想到，如果讲到第二次主来的话呢，我已经看到了天黑暗啊，什么有很多迹象。他说你看无花果树，但是这个是讲贼来到，是贼当你想不到的时候，不可能的时候他出现，可见这个是一个讲到一个阶段，这个一个 kairos, 一个定到好的时间，在时间还没有发生之前，人想不到之前，他突然间来到。
This isabout a time that has already been determined and is going to come like a thief, meaning it is unexpected. This is not the second coming of Jesus, because the second coming of Jesus would be accompanied with signs, and Jesus already told us what are the signs for his second coming. But this day of the Lord, on the other hand, is going to come like a thief, and it's going to come suddenly and without any signs or warning.
所以当我们讲到呢，他耶和华的日子好像贼像来日子来到，他跟讲到我们的教会被提也是用这个词，贼样的日子来到，就意思不是说耶稣是贼，是说他好像不知道，不可能，人家不相信的时候，他突然间来。
And the day of the Lord is similar in its description to the rapture of the church. It's going to come like a thief. This doesn't mean that Jesus is a thief, but that it means it will be during a time that is least expected by people.
在圣经旧约里面，当然有很多，我们只是列一些。耶和华的日子，以赛亚书43:9，他说：“耶和华的日子临到，必有残忍。”愤怒、烈怒，这使这地荒凉，其中要除灭罪人，天上的众星宿都不发光，一日头一出来就变黑暗，月亮也不发光。
And there are many, many verses about the day of the Lord. We will just mention a few. Isaiah 13:9, Behold, the day of the Lord comes cruel, with both wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate.
你看到残忍、愤怒、烈怒
，cruel, wrath, anger.
耶利米书46:10说，那日就是耶和华的日子，是万军之耶和华报仇的日子，要向敌人报仇。
Jeremiah 46:10, For this is the day of the Lord of hosts, a day of vengeance, that he may avenge himself on his adversaries.
所以你看到耶和华说是报仇的日子。
This is the day of vengeance by Yahweh.
约珥书1:15说，哀哉，耶和华的日子临近了，这日子来到，就好像毁灭从全能者来到。
Joel 1:15, For the day of the Lord is at hand, it shall come as destruction from the Almighty.
那么约珥书2:11，耶和华的日子大而可畏，谁能当得起呢？
Joel 2:11, For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible.
2:31，日头要变为黑暗，月亮要变为血，这都是耶和华大而可畏的日子，未到以前要发生的。
And Joel 2:31, The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord.
你看到吗？如果你是基督徒，如果你是严肃地看待圣经里的话，这件事情一定会发生。
And do you not see this? If you are a Christian and if you treat the Bible seriously, this thing will definitely happen.
现在是九月 我相信很多学生已经在准备考试了，对不对？
And this is the month of September. I believe many students are preparing for exams.
啊，所有的家长都在紧张，快点读书不要玩，快点好好，因为大考必然来到。
And a lot of parents now will be telling their children, "You need to study hard now. Stop playing, and the exam is coming."
但是世界上人生里面最大的考验就是耶和华的日子到来。请问你准备好了没有？
But in our lives, the greatest exam will come in the form of the day of the Lord. Are you ready for it?
你准备你的孩子了没有？
Have you prepared your children?
你可以准备孩子考学校的考试，你没有准备孩子考神给耶和华的考试。
You can prepare your children for the school exams, but...Have you prepared your children for the exam during the day of the Lord?
所以圣经，如果你相信圣经是这么讲，西番雅书讲到耶和华的日子必然来到，这件事情是真的，我们不可以玩的，我们必须要认真的对待，这样我们应该怎么办呢？
And this is prophesied in the Bible, the day of the Lord will definitely come, and this is not something that we can fool around with. So what shall we do?
所以西番雅书第二章他就讲到说，这些不羞耻的国民，讲到以色列人，你们要聚集，你们要在一起，趁命令还没有发出，日子还没有过去，那么耶和华的烈怒未临到，他发怒的日子没有到之前呢，你要谦卑，你要寻求耶和华，要寻求他的公义，谦卑，或许他发怒的日子可以隐藏起来。
Zephaniah 2 verse 1 to 3 Gather together, yes, gather, O shameless nation, before the decree takes effect, before the day passes away like chaff, before there comes upon you the burning anger of the Lord, before there comes upon you the day of the anger of the Lord, seek the Lord, all you humble of the land.Who do his just commands, seek righteousness, seek humility, perhaps you may be hidden on the day of the anger of the Lord.
我们如果真的知道有这个日子来，我们现在就应该准备。
If we really believe that such a day is coming, we must start preparing now.
以前我住在California, 加州一段时间。
I lived in California for a while.
那么当然加州是出名地震的地方。
California is famous for its earthquakes.
啊，我有一个妹妹，她说你新到你不知道，你的车里面呢一定要有一个急救的一个箱，里面有水有饼干。那如果万一的地震了之后呢，你被捆住的时候，至少可以还可以活几天。
And my sister actually told me when I first arrived, you do not know the dangers here.Actually, in your car, you ought to prepare an emergency kit that has got water and biscuits. And if there is an earthquake and you are trapped in your car, at least you can live a couple of days.
原来我住那个地方呢，其实那边有很多这个高速公路，几个交叉，很多这个交叉，哇，很壮观。原来在那个地方呢，全部倒塌，在地震来的时候全部倒塌了，你可能捆在里面，他们找不到你，所以如果你没有准备好，你就面对这个问题。
The place where I lived, there were many crisscrossing highways that are actually elevated and it looks great, but during a big earthquake, all this will come crumbling down, and if you happen to be driving through those paths, you might be trapped.
所以我们要预备，请问你预备了吗？
So we need to be prepared.
你不要说不可能。
Don't say that it's impossible.
我们现在就悔改。有些人你可能活这么久，但是有些人你活不了这么久，因为明天你一撞车就死了，你根本就没有机会悔改。
And you need to be prepared. You need to repent. For some people, you still have time and you live on, but others might end up in an accident and you might die immediately, and there is no chance for you to repent.
没有人知道。
Nobody knows.
啊，我们最近不是在报纸上看到有一个驾带的士的师傅。
And recently, we read on the news that there is a taxi driver.
他的德士撞过这个红灯，结果撞死了好几个人。
and he beat the red light and he killed a few persons.
很多人就怀疑他到底他是喝酒啊，大家说说，后来发现不是，他自己也不知道他的这个肝里面有一个肿瘤，那个肿瘤爆炸，结果他突然晕倒了，他的车继续向前走，结果撞死别人。他反而没事，他活着，他说现在我不知道应该怎么活，因为他撞死了别人。
And nobody knew about this. At least at first, they speculated whether he was drunk. But in the end, it was found out that he has a tumor that he himself was unaware of, and it actually burst while he was driving, and he fainted, and therefore the car continued veering forward and rammed into a few people and killed them.
So, 有些人说这个是我 right of way, 我应该先过的，但是不知道他已经晕倒了，他造创。你 right, 你是 right, 不过你死了。
And some people might say that, but I had the right of way and not the taxi. But he didn't know about this. He fainted. And so even though you might have the right of way, but you are still going to die.
所以我们在路上最好张开眼睛看看。
So when we are on the road, you need to open your eyes.
那么这个人，这个是德士师傅呢？啊，原来神给他第二次机会，他没事。不过那一次他如果死了，他也不知道他的时间。但是神给他多一次机会，祷告求他能够悔改。
And this taxi driver, God gave him a second chance. He didn't die in that ordeal, but we pray that he would use this second chance and repent.
所以我们现在就要悔改，现在就准备好，随神随时来，我都可以见他。
So we need to be prepared now, and in case the Lord comes back right now, I am prepared to meet him.
所以西班牙是在预言南国这个犹大一定要灭亡，他告诉，但是我们看到他的预言里面，也不但是看到将来，他甚至看到末世，因为我们知道他的预言呢不完全实现，他是一部分实现在犹大身上，但是他是全人类还没有出现，他是讲末世，包括我们还在看末世，将来要毁灭这个时间还没有到，所以西班牙的预言呢还没有完全实现，将来还会实现。
And so the book of Zephaniah is about judgment, and of course it is about judgment on Judah.And that has come to pass already. But yet, we also see that the prophecy about judgment on the entire earth, that has not come to pass. That is about the future. And so this prophecy has been partially fulfilled, but not completely fulfilled yet. And we know that in the future, in the end times, there will come the fulfillment of this prophecy.
所以耶和华的日子，是的，这本书里面讲到耶和华的日子是非常可怕的。
Yes, indeed, this book's description on the day of the Lord is frightening.
但是如果我们悔改的话，我们就有可以欢呼。
But if we repent, then we can have joy and jubilance.
所以，但是呢，你注意看三章九节，那边讲的是另外一种欢呼。
But if you pay attention to chapter 3, verse 9, it is talking about a different kind of jubilance.
你看你的圣经三章九节。
Look at your Bibles, chapter 3, verse 9.
他说，那时呢，我要必使万民用清洁的言语，好求告耶和华的名，同心合意的侍奉我。
For at that time, I will change the speech of the people to a pure speech, that all of them may call upon the name of the Lord and serve him with one accord.
哦，所以这边讲的是讲万民，你有注意看到吗？
Notice it's talking about of the peoples.
你知道什么时候人全世界神变乱他们的口音吗？
Do you know when God confused the languages of the world?
创世纪十二章，你会发现将来所有的人只讲一种语言。
And that is in the Genesis chapter 12, but in the future, everyone will have one speech.
当然这边很多人有解经家有不同的解法，这边可能是讲说，意思说他们以后不要敬拜别的神，他只敬拜耶和华，从心里面重新合一的来敬拜耶和华神。
And many commentators have different descriptions of this. Some comments that in the future they will all come together and with one heart and one mind they will be worshipping the one true God and they will not be worshipping any false gods anymore.
你跳到十三节。
Skip over the verse 13.
他说：“以色列所剩下的人必不作孽，不说谎，口中也没有诡诈的话，而且吃喝躺卧无人惊吓。”
Those who are left in Israel, they shall do no injustice and speak no lies, nor shall there be found in their mouth a deceitful tongue, for they shall graze and lie down, and none shall make them afraid.
所以你如果仔细读下去，十四节到下面，他们都在欢唱。
And if you read on verses 14 and onwards, they're all going to be in joy and singing.
所以第三章下半段基本上分成两种，一直讲到神要更新他们，意思说圣灵要来，结果呢，很多人得到复兴，那么同时呢，神他们可以重建整个世界。
And as we speak of the jubilance on the day of the Lord, we can see this in two small other promises that there's a promise of conversion and then the Holy Spirit is going to come and they will have a promise of restoration.
所以这个是讲到将来世界呢，神毁灭之后，神给他造新天新地。
And this is about the future after God destroys everything. God will create a new heaven and a new earth.
所以我盼望你看到先知书呢，通常都是讲你犯了罪，你要悔改，你不悔改就有审判。如果你悔改，必然神使你重建，重新给你有祝福。
So I want you to look again at the prophets through this angle, the three R's. You have sinned, you need to repent. And if you do not repent, there will be reproach. God is going to judge you. But if you repent, God will restore you and there will be joy.
所以西番雅基本上我们可以分成两个大点，一个就是耶和华日子的审判，同时呢，耶和华日子的欢呼。如果我们悔改回到神，必然给我们祝福。
And so the theme of the book of Zephaniah is about the day of the Lord. It can be divided into two main points: the judgment on the day of the Lord and the jubilance on the day of the Lord. And if you repent, then you will have joy and jubilance.
所以我觉得这幅图画非常非常适合。他来的时候看到这个先知的两面，一个是青色的草地，另外一个是枯黄的草地。你的选择由你自己来决定。
And I think this is a picture that's very apt for this description. On the one hand, there is a green grass. On the other hand, it's all the withered. And which side are you going to be on? You make your choice.
耶和华的日子是绝对的，我们必须要时时准备好。
The day of the Lord is definite. We need to be prepared all the time.
让我们做一个结束的祷告。
Let us close in prayer. Father, I want to thank you for your warnings on all these things which you have recorded. Indeed, we have seen the partial fulfillment of the prophecies, and this is proof good enough to tell us that there are prophecies yet to be fulfilled and they shall be fulfilled. Help us, Lord, to repent and to believe in your word and to obey you and to serve you so that we might be restored to you. In Jesus' name, Amen.